a catch-all bookish most of the time podcast. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And today is our romance book draft. We would play the NFL theme song here, but the NFL sues people, so we're not going to do that.
You girls are so cool knowing the NFL theme song.
We're not like other girls at all. We are so much worse. We'll talk a little bit more about like what that draft's gonna look like after we talk about what we're reading and what are we drinking. Who wants to go first?
Okay, well, I am not drinking anything currently. This morning I did have coffee and it was really good. And then reading wise, so yesterday I finished Funny Story. I liked it. I will say I've been having so many good conversations about it. So, like, it's just been so fascinating to, like, talk about that book. And, like, yeah. Brandy, I want to tell you so many things, but I also don't want to hurt your feelings. So, I finished that.
Who are you talking to? Like, who's critiquing it with you? Kayla?
Bryn and I had a...
No. No. I'm in the group chat, but I wasn't responding.
Well, that's...
There's a group chat that's ragging on this book that I'm not a part of?
No, it's not ragging on the book.
It was just me and Lomi having, like, a back and forth about, like... Lomi definitely disliked it more than I did. I have to say this. I liked the book. It was Bryn and I having a conversation, JFD Books and I having a conversation, Jayla and I had a conversation.
So none Destiny of the people liked it. You're only talking to people who are agreeing with you about it. That's so interesting.
No, Brandy, I liked it. Oh my God, I liked it. I just feel like this is a very different book for Ms. Henry. But anyways, I finished Funny Story yesterday.
Liked it, didn't love it.
Yeah, liked it, didn't love it. Liked it more than Happy Place, so I feel like that's all that matters. And then I am listening to This Spells Love by Kate Robb on audio. Thanks to PRH Audio. Thank you so much, you guys. And then I started The X-Files by Miss Jessica Joyce.
Wow, how exciting.
Yeah, because I am a good friend, and you know, Kayla was like, I want you to read this, and I didn't wait fucking 2 months to read it after she read it, so I'm reading it now, and I'm 3 chapters in, and I am enjoying it so far. I definitely think I will like this more than I liked You with a View.
Okay, nice. I can go. I am drinking an 11 a.m. beer.
Nice.
Really?
It's Saturday. Yeah. I was out.
Can I go get one?
Please do.
Oh no, I have to go to the grocery store.
One beer is not going to fuck you up enough that you can't go to the grocery store.
You're so right.
Yeah. This is how we get each other to drink when we hang out. I went to go look for LaCroix. We didn't have one. I said, I'm going to have a beer. And Dale said, at 11? And I said, yeah, it's Saturday, you guys. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm drinking. And then I am currently reading... I'm currently reading Out of the Woods by Hannah Bonham Young. Cheers, Kendra. And that's so exciting. Obviously, we talked about that book in the last episode. I'm having a lot of fun so far. I'm also still reading A Shadow in the Reaping by Bryn Weaver, which I had fun, but I got out of the woods, so I paused it. So,
I have a delicious Coke Zero with me today. And then I... just finished Clockwork Prince like 20 minutes before we got on, everyone.
I knew she was, that's so... why she was like, Kendra, wrap it up, because she was like, I just want to, I'm sitting on this.
No,
reveal,
no, like, no, that really wasn't. I mean, I texted them something this morning, so I still, that's kind of how I feel at the moment.
My tummy hurt really bad after finishing that one. I took a break. I reread Bride between those two. Well, I don't think you should take a very long break. I think you should jump in.
Well,
as
she's
possible.
Gonna kill me if I take a break, so
yeah, I don't think you should. I only did it because like that book pulled a lot of emotions out of me in a good way. It was a great reading experience.
I don't think Kayla's enjoying herself, if we're being honest.
I feel similarly to how Brandy felt, so when she was in the middle of reading it, obviously, like,
but
I don't
Brandy
know what's gonna
herself.
Happen. I'm still enjoying myself, I'm still having a good time. My favorite.
What do you like about it?
What do I like about it? I think it's
yeah. What do you like about it?
Oh my God! Why are you jumping?
I'm just curious. I'm just curious. I feel
like what do you like about it? It's like an interrogation. I think that it's very entertaining. I think that there's always like something interesting happening where I'm you know, curious to see what's gonna happen. I think that she's really good at reveals, and just the writing in general, I think, is really great. I think that she, obviously the characters are very complex and there's a lot of nuance and a lot of layers to everybody. Even though they do things that annoy me, I think that that is also part of just being human. So there's that. I do think that my favorite character, though, I mean, it's not Tessa, if that's what, like, what you want me to, because I know you love Tessa.
I do love Tessa.
I don't dislike Tessa, but she just, you know, sometimes.
Tessa and I have the same last name. Like, that's my sister. Like,
I asked Kendra Dunderhead pick of the three main characters, which is her favorite. And she said, well, my dog's middle name is Jem. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Jumping down my throat.
I just like wanted to like know, just because I feel like you haven't really said anything that you liked. Like every conversation we've had has been like more like, why is this happening? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a bad, like, it was just you weren't saying previously like what you were,
I guess, enjoying. those are the things that are like
drawing the biggest emotions out of you.
Yeah. Anyway, and then I will be reading Clockwork Princess next. I don't know how I'm gonna read it, and then I don't know what I'm gonna,
you should do the audio.
Well I did a hybrid of this one, this last one, but I meant like contemporary romance. I haven't read like a really I already know what you guys are gonna say, so like don't eat, save it.
Can I recommend an excellent she's like, I just want a really good romance, and Brandy and I are like,
I already told you. Okay, anyway, whatever. Anyway, we're not gonna go there right now.
All right. Should we start drafting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little, you know, nervous. This feels great that we are drinking beer and like doing a draft. Yeah. I feel like a man.
Exactly.
Yeah, but go get a drink.
I don't think we have anything but like whiskey, and I don't like whiskey.
That's perfect.
Whiskey and Coke? Yeah, just mix it.
No, I don't like whiskey.
That's fair.
That's fair. And
I'm just gross, a girl. So. I'm just a girl.
Okay, so this draft is going to have three, potentially four categories, depending on how quickly we move and how much we argue. The three for sure categories that we will be doing is a category of romance books. So we're going to be drafting romance books, book boyfriends, and book girlfriends. If we have time, we're going to do a general bookish things draft, where we're just going to draft any and all things related to being a book person. If you're unfamiliar with how drafts work, what's going to happen is that we're each going to take turns picking something in the category, and then nobody else gets to pick that. We're going to decide who goes first for each category.
Oh, and how many do we get per category? Oh,
great question. Five. Yeah, so five per category. We'll take turns going around. We also have to make the tough decision. Do we want to play offense or defense? Do you want to try and get yours, or do you want to try and take them from other people? I just know Kendra's going to be stealing ours. You guys, we did this once before with our friend Taz, and that video lives on Kendra's TikTok page, so you can go watch it if you want to. And everybody's like, oh my God, Kendra, you got done so dirty, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, she's there literally specifically picking books that she knows like are our favorite books of all time.
I enjoyed some of them too.
And everybody was like, oh my God, Kendra, I can't believe that they took that from you. Somebody took Beach Read from you. That's crazy.
It is.
I was like, you were picking our favorite books. Anyways.
There are a couple of rules that we wanted to establish. We're each going to get an opportunity to go first, second, or third in the three main rounds that we'll have. So there's that. Mm-hmm. And then also another rule that we added this time that wasn't in our last book draft that we did is series. You cannot pick individual books. You have to pick up the whole series. So for the biggest example, which I think we're all curious to see who we'll get, the Magnolia Parks universe, for example, is an entire series. You cannot pick one book from that series. And as there are interconnected, you know, standalones, things like that, those, if it's just
might
super
be a case
loose,
by case basis.
Yeah, it might be a case by case basis. And so, yeah, it should be very interesting to see how this goes. We could also include, if we wish, we can include romantasy books in this category. We decided as well. So,
yeah, definitely. Just has to be any, like, romance has to be a main plot point. Okay, to determine who's going to go first, I'm going to spin a wheel of names, and whoever I land on is going to pick where they would like to go first. Yeah. Okay, so I did it on my phone so we can all watch it.
Eek! Oh my god.
Damn it!
Dang it!
So Kendra is going to now decide where she wants to go first. Romance books, men, or women?
That's so...
I'm going to go first with romance books.
That's... That's the easiest one.
Okay, now I'm just going to spin for me and Kayla to decide who's going to go first for the other ones.
I don't like this at all.
Bullshit. I should have cheated. Okay. Kayla, do you want to go first?
First, I get to pick the next category that I go first in?
Yeah, do you want
to
go first in book boyfriends or book girlfriends?
Boyfriends.
Okay, so then I'm going to go first for book girlfriends. All right, now I'm going to spin to see who wants to choose where they're going to go second. This is such fucking bullshit. Anyways, Kayla, where are you going second?
I'll go second in romance books.
Oh, shocker. All right. So for romance books, Kendra's going first, Kayla is going second, and I am going third. I guess I have to go second in book boyfriends because I'm going first in book girlfriends. So then Kendra, you're going to go second in book girlfriends. So then everybody can figure out where they're going third. All right. We're going to start off with the main event, which is drafting romance books. The order is Kendra, then Kayla, then Brandy.
Okay. I feel like Adam Silver.
Just say it.
I will be selecting Ready or Not by Cara Bastone as my first romance book pick.
Whoa, that's
what?
A little shy. Right.
Guys, that book is universally beloved. So my team is already starting off strong.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad pick. It's just unexpected. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Kayla.
Well. I will be taking the Magnolia Parks Universe series. That is my pick.
Okay.
Thanks.
I have one that I want to take for like a defensive thing because like I think you guys will take it if I don't. But I'm terrified that my number one book will get taken by Kendra if I don't take it right now. So I'm going to take out on a limb.
Okay.
That was smart of you.
Jeez.
Cross that off my list. my second pick. is Butcher and Blackbird by Bryn Weaver.
You're such a fucking
Oh my god. She's so mean.
That was a good pick.
That was a good pick. Okay. I have so many options. Yeah, the question is, do I want to be a Kendra or do I want to just like pick what I love?
I have to think about like, do I pick what I want and need on my team or do I have to pick the ones that like I might pick later?
Y'all are acting like I did not love Butcher and Blackbird.
I'm saying you draft smart because you draft universally loved books but also like books that are definitely gonna be on other people's lists like you're
right
smart.
exactly that's what Compliment. I'm like trying to think about. I'm trying to win, you know. Okay. So based on that, I am going to pick Part of Your World by Abby Jimenez. That is also like a selfish choice, but I do think like a lot of people love that book. They love Mr. Daniel, so I'm gonna pick that.
I do think I will be taking the Addicted series.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one.
Baker.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew that would hurt Kayla and not you.
Yeah.
Kendra's so confident and cocky over here. She's just like ridiculous. Okay, go ahead.
My third pick.
Going to hit me now. She's going to come to me.
I'm going to take Love Theoretically. By Miss Allie Hazelwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, I almost took her.
I am going to take Book Lovers by Miss Emily Henry.
I literally just choked on my beer. Are you kidding me?
You good?
Damn. Okay. That was going to be my next choice. I think I'll take the Chestnut Springs series.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah.
You got two weak players on your team.
You know I'm starting reckless, hopeless, and flawless. The other two are bench warmers.
You said hopeless.
I meant flawless. I said heartless. I meant heartless. Whoa, it's all slow down here. I'm starting reckless, heartless, hopeless, and
just
flawless.
Like put on hopeless, just put on all its gear, and now it's like fuck.
I'm so sorry.
You sure so that beer's bad. Not already getting to you, Brandy?
I mean, honestly, I'm almost done with it, so.
I will be taking. I got a lot of options here. You know, I'm going to take Just for the Summer by Miss Abby Jimenez, which is an arc, but it's an arc we all read and loved. Honestly, guys, that might be like top three book of the year so far.
It will definitely be in my top five for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is hard. Okay. I'm going to take 7 Year Slip by Ashley Poston. Love that book. So do a lot of other people.
I almost took that one earlier on, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay.
Okay. No, no, Brandy doesn't care. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah, Brandy fucking hated that book.
Take it, guys. All you.
She's like, thank God.
I do think I'm gonna take the Simple Wild series.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
What is Kimber's deal? She's like always like she's just trying to keep her her game face. She's just trying to be chill.
I saw her cross that out. I saw her cross that off her list. Yeah. She couldn't take it anymore.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine. Oh my God, what am I gonna do next?
Decisions.
This is our last pick of this round.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's two players that I am undecided between.
Okay.
But if I say one and you guys veto what I say, can I pick my other one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because if we veto it, then you would have to pick something else. Yeah.
I will be picking The Right Move Only by Liz Tomford. Mm. Not the series. It's interconnected standalone. Series is not completed.
But like I feel like that fits in the same category as like Chestnut Springs.
That's true. I agree.
Where like we wouldn't know anything about Ryan and Indy.
That's so true.
Unless we
read. That book by it's not you. It's not you. The Right Move. It's just your brother and sister are not that good to have on my team. So instead I will be taking The Kingmakers Duet by Kennedy Bryan.
That's a good one. That's a very good one. Okay. I really need to be strategic here. This is hard. I'm stuck between two, and they're by the same author.
This is so interesting.
But I need to figure out.
Are they both Ellie Hazelwood books?
They are not. But I need to figure out which one would be strongest for my team. It's hard. I think I'm going to take the Dirty Air series.
Lauren Asher. That was not my guess.
I think I'm going to take that.
A good pick.
That's actually a really solid pick.
Thank you.
I just reread Redeemed a couple weeks ago. So good.
It was between that and a singular book.
What was the singular book? Love Redesigned?
Love Redesigned. That's good.
I almost picked Love Redesigned too.
I am also between... I have three left on my list that I would be very happy to have any of them on my team.
Yeah.
But one of them, I don't think... Like, for me, if it was just my team and I wasn't going against any other teams...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I would love to have it on there, but I don't know if it's the strongest player universally. Okay. So I am not going to be picking Alone With You in the Ether, even though I fucking love that book. I don't think it's going to make my team necessarily stronger against other teams, you know?
Yeah.
So between the other two, I do think I'm going to go with Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez.
It's a good choice.
Oh, we all have an Abby book on our team.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, cute.
Aww. Yeah. And you guys, just for context, like we did chat about this beforehand, like those three, like you could read those without knowing anything really about the other books and still have, I think, an amazing experience. Whereas like for other series, like the Chestnut Springs series or whatever, it's not like any of, whatever. Anyways. So yeah, I am going to do that one instead of Love in Other Words. I just think it's a stronger pick.
So I'm going to go and read my team.
Yes, let's go in order.
Once we all read our teams, we'll have these posted on Instagram. Please go to our Instagram, comment, DM us, tell us who you think won. So on at Kendra Reads' romance team for 2024, well, spring 2024, because we'll probably do this again. I have Ready or Not by Cara Bastone, Butcher and Blackbird by Bryn Weaver, Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez, Love Theoretically by Ali Hazelwood, and The Kingmaker's Duet by Kennedy Ryan.
Solid, solid. Not as That's good as my team, but, you know, solid. my team at Kayla's.
You're such a fucking show. Chiefs fan. Like, that was just such a Chiefs fan thing to say.
Anyway. Yeah, because my team's going to win the Super Bowl. The Super Books Bowl.
Boring.
Anyway, we have the Magnolia Parks Universe by Jessa Hastings. Book Lovers by Emily Henry. Party World by Abby Jimenez. 7 Year Slip by Ashley Poston. And the Dirty Air series by Lauren Asher.
Another very solid team.
Yeah.
On team Brandos.books, we have Out on a Limb by Hannah Bonham Young. The entire Addicted series by Kristen and Becca Ritchie.
That's a lot of books. That's a lot of
yeah.
books.
Right there. There's some heavy cool. hitters in there. And there's some fucking bench players yeah. in there.
You Casey got a water
and
boy. Sit the fuck down.
And I also have the Chestnut Spring series by Elsie Silver. Again, a couple of water boys there for sure. I have the Simple Wild series, or I guess it's called the Wild series, but mm-hmm. the Simple Wild series mm-hmm. by K.A. Tucker, and Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez.
So yours is the most like series stuff.
Yeah, I have three yeah. series on there and two standalones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I technically only Some have ones. One, which is like the Kingmaker's
the duet.
Duet
so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you guys, mm-hmm. if you guys had to pick a starting quarterback, that can be a book in a series, a book in the series. Like one, or you can do a one singular Ooh. Book. What would you pick?
This is
Who's
a
your
good
starting
question.
Quarterback? Yeah.
Oh, Ooh, is okay. it like is it who we think is gonna like be the best for our team, or who we
yeah.
love the most?
I think who you
like
think is gonna be? Yeah,
okay.
either. I mean, either. It's
okay. Okay,
you're the head coach, Brandy. You can pick.
Yeah. That's so you true. I get to pick my quarterback. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kendra, who's your quarterback?
Okay, so mine really is Ready or Not, just because I think. It's going to sell me the most jerseys. It's going to get the most butts in the seats. And, like, people will leave that game feeling so satisfied just having, like, interacted with them. I got a really strong audiobook, too, to go along with this book. Mm. So that is, like, just, like, such a strong package. Like, no matter how you read this book, you're going to enjoy yourself. And, you know, it does a good thing of, like, converting a lot of people, right? Like, you know how Travis Kelce turned a lot of Swifties into football fans this year? Mm-hmm. Ready or Not turned a lot of people into pregnancy
yeah.
fans this year. So yeah. it's just coming
fair.
Out swinging.
That's
fair.
A strong argument.
This is
I like
so
it.
Fun.
Yeah. combining my two loves, books and football. I love that. Oh, man. Mine is tough because, yeah, it really is, like, who do I go with my heart or my head here? You
yeah.
know? That's what's tough.
I guess what's important to you, Kayla? Is your
yeah.
team important to you, or is winning important to you?
Both. Why can't
that
I
That Chiefs
both?
Fan is going to kick in.
yeah.
Who is your winning. Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah
I don't sure. know. That's so difficult, though. I think I can go with the divisive pick and pick a Magnolia Parks book because, like, not everybody loves that series, but the people that love that series are so passionate
love
about
that.
It.
That's,
you
like, such
I mean?
A good analogy
to Patrick
Mahomes.
So it's, like, ride
Mahomes.
Or
yeah.
die. They're, like, ride
I feel
or
like that
die.
Has to be your pick. I feel like that has
so
to be
So that's, yeah, that's what I was, like, thinking. Or can I go with, like, a safer option? So but I do think my heart is telling me to go with – it'd probably be, like, The Great Undoing. Or something would be
yeah.
my starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's such a good book.
Yeah.
So I think that's
and
that's
it's like not as long as Into the Dark, right? So
right,
like,
yeah.
Path,
and I love, yeah,
like,
I love, love, love,
punch.
Love Into the Dark. But yeah, Great Undoing is just as emotionally impactful to me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's my starting QB.
That's a really good pick. I think after I asked the question of like head or heart, you know, what do I do? Mm-hmm. I realized I think they're the same. And I think it is Out on a Limb because
That's
I think while it's not the most popular book on my list, I haven't really seen a bad review Mm-mm. of Out on a Limb. Mm-mm. And no. I think people will be kicking themselves for not like if this was football for not knowing who this quarterback was in college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is a book Brock that like Purdy. Started in exactly
Mr. Irrelevant,
and, like, undervalued. Yeah. And once it gets in people's hands, they're like, how was I not reading? And then they're going back and reading her backlist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do feel like Out on a Limb, and maybe Out on a Limb wouldn't win me the most games, but I think it would create the fan base that would, like Kendra said, we're selling tickets. We're selling jerseys. We have people making like edits of us on TikTok. You know what I mean? So I think that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you like super hot too or something? Are you like,
I don't know,
more like a Brock Purdy? Yeah. Like making edits of you on TikTok. Like nobody's like,
oh yeah, it's a Joe Burrow situation. Just kidding. People know who Joe Burrow was in college.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, I could just compare him to Jordan Love. Like, people had low expectations of Jordan Love.
And he's great.
Going in, because maybe this is a new DU author. You don't know what to expect. Pleasantly surprised, if not fucking elated with the results.
I just know, like, probably most of our listeners don't give a single flying like, who? Fuck about football. I'm like, fast forward.
All right. Okay, cool. All right. Next round is book boyfriends. I'm fucking terrified.
So who's going first?
Me.
The order is Kayla, Brandy, Kendra for this one.
I do have a question about this one. If we pick a person who's involved in a series, that doesn't necessarily mean we're picking the series. We can just pick singular people. No,
just the person.
This singular is like people. Individuals. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank fuck. Okay, well, my God. I would have zero choices if that was the case. Just kidding.
I was just about to be like, okay, easy. I know mine. But again, I'm actually not sure again, because it's like number one draft pick. Who do I go? But you know what? Mm-hmm. I think that even if you don't love the girl in this book, you love the man. I am picking Daniel Grant.
I was gonna say at your world. Sell.
At bookish sell.
And honestly, like, you knew Daniel's potential before anyone else. Like, you were the first out of like my friends to have read that book. You pushed it. Like,
yep. You said this
man.
Is it.
That's
you guys.
Your man.
I've nurtured him. Like, you just I brought him up. Like, okay.
He does cheat on you constantly. I hope you know.
Whoa!
He is entertaining talks with other teams, but
hang on. That's crazy.
He's never gonna like shut down a conversation about switching teams.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's always open.
He's too universally loved. Yeah, my first draft pick, on the other hand, my man.
I know.
How could it be anybody else besides Christian Hems?
Of course. I would literally expect nothing less. I would actually be concerned if you didn't pick him. First.
It's just like
I would
it happens slowly, too, because I remember reading Daisy Hates One, and I made an Instagram story that was like, he's in my top five book boyfriends, and he's not four, and he's not five. I like over the course of The Great Undoing and where we're at right now, like, it's so crazy that nobody even touches him in contest for my number one book boyfriend.
I'm letting you know right now that if I went first in this category, I was going to be so rude and snatch him.
The way that I let out a breath when I was at the pick where I was starting second, because I know you would have.
I thought about it for like half a second, but then I was like, no, I'm not that mean.
I just like also mean. Just think that would be like dead space on your guys' team because you don't love him like I love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yay. You would give him the love and attention that he needs, Brandy.
Literally. Yeah. But he would not be that. You know what kills me about this is like there are some book boyfriends that I think are slightly attainable for me. He is not even fucking close. Like he would not give a shit about me. It hurts.
That's so funny.
God. I do think I can pull one of my other picks, which I'll talk about later. But Kendra.
Okay. I am going to be picking Julian Hates.
Yeah. I knew it.
Love of my life, extraordinary. Guys, I named my dog.
Nobody
after him,
dislikes like. That man. Like, nobody dislikes him. He's so good.
Yeah. I think, like, he might not be your favorite in the series, right. But, like, oh my. And, like, I just love him so much. I love how he loves, and I love, like, he's just, like, such a good brother, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, like,
yeah.
Oh, he's so flawed, and like that's what makes him even like hotter. Like, and then like listening to his voice in the audiobook, like how he,
so good.
I'm just like, that's like really my like.
I know.
Like the fact that there are so few characters that all three of us are like, oh my god.
He's so good. He's so good. That's a good one. He's a universally loved.
That's a great pick. Yeah.
Okay. See, the thing is, now I could, you know. snatch the next Magnolia Parks man. But the thing is obviously I, you know, guys know I love BJ. We love BJ, especially after the last book. We love him. The thing about BJ is because, again, he is so divisive. And I don't agree with those people, but, you know, I'm trying to build
BJ
a team. Like,
our, Ja Morant.
Yeah. And in the court of public opinion, BJ would, like, fumble the ball out of the end zone occasionally. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. So I don't. That's where I struggle.
Like,
so
he gets suspended for a lot of games of the season. You're just like, fuck, man. Like, why can't you keep it together? When he plays, oh my god! Like, that's why I called him Ja Morant, because Ja Morant got suspended for, like, doing just dumb shit on the side, but he came back, had a killer game. That's basketball for those who don't know.
Yeah, that's what happened with BJ. But okay, so that all being said, I'm not gonna pick BJ for now. We'll see if he gets drafted. I don't know. But I'm gonna go another landslide. I think Ryan Shea from the right.
Oh.
Yeah, Kendra.
I feel like he's
like Ryan Shea to me is just like so dependable to where like no matter what team he's
solid.
On, yeah, he's gonna do great.
He's solid.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about him.
I did get a little nervous that my next pick was gonna get picked by Miss Kayla Ann because she and I have very similar feelings about this man.
Oh no!
But I shall be picking Mr. Charlie Lasso.
I knew it
because I didn't get book lovers in the first one, so I have to.
That's fair.
I love him so bad. I do think that he might be a little bit of a divisive pick, but I personally love him enough that I have two kind of divisive picks on my team, but I don't care at this point. Those who need to be on my team. Anyways, Kendra.
Okay.
I will be picking Theo from Reckless by Elsie Silver. That is just like... You just don't know what you're going to get with him. And then once you got him on the field, he had his, like MVP moment.
Yeah, that was, like, an unpopular draft out of college. People were like, what are you doing? Like, is this should he really be this high? Yeah, and then he gets on the field, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Guys, I reread his and Winter's first time the other night. Holy fuck, that's so hot.
Okay.
I need to just reread the book in full. That's so good.
I need to rethink my strategy here because two of my picks just got taken. I have another man that I would pick, like, heart wise, but I'm not gonna pick him. I don't think.
No, you might surprise.
No. I don't know. He could be. He's a wild card. I feel like. So I'm not gonna pick him. I'm gonna pick. I'll pick Shep Baldur. From Ready or Not. Dependable, reliable, everything. You're the pen crossing it out on your notepad.
Oh, I can't show you guys my strategy.
I might just like really take the L on this like public opinion draft and just like really go for like my men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I also like do want to have some variety between my romance book picks and this pick because like an overall draft, when all is said and done, I want to be strong everywhere. And if I have too much overlap, it might not be super strong. That being said, I am gonna pick Lauryn Hale.
Oh
wow,
girl, he's not showing up to practice, but you.
I know. I know. But like. I'm like taking the fall for him. Like I'm the assistant coach. That's like, listen. You don't understand his potential. Like, we just have to keep showing up for. Wait, what's that guy's name? Who was on the Chicago Bulls? Who was dating Carmen Electra?
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, he's Dennis Rodman for sure. Like he's getting like drunk in public. He's not showing up to practice. He's in Vegas when we should be going on tour. Like, but like everybody's like, but when he's on. You know what
he's
I mean?
Great. Yeah.
I can't help it. I have to.
I do that. My next pick is gonna be Detective Lionel Danner.
Ooh. Interesting. I was expecting, but that's a good pick.
I think he just like adds a lot of like he just adds a lot of value to my team.
Mm-hmm.
And I still just like smile every time I think about him. Specifically, I've said this so many times, but specifically Jason Clark doing his voice in the Welcome to the Dark Side audiobook just like unlocked something inside of me. And he's just such a good hot man. Can I do anything for him?
Yeah. That's a great pick.
That is a great pick. Since I can't have Theo, I will pick Cade Eaton from
Harvest. That's a good pick.
I feel like he would be a great player. He would like you still try get and that crush cowboy element on the field. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a defensive lineman.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. He's trying to knock down that quarterback. He's trying to knock down Kinder's quarterback. You know, like
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's Clay Matthews in 2012. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I feel you. I do think I'm gonna be slightly less like self-involved with my next pick because while I love this person, I do think he adds more value to the team than like somebody who I would just like selfishly be picking for. And I do think he's pretty universally loved. I'm gonna pick Sean Bell.
Okay. I thought that I was waiting for.
I thought you were gonna say something else.
I wish you could see my page right now, Kendra, because I think you're going to say the person who I will be picking next to spite you, unless you pick him. I shouldn't have said that to you.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
I will be picking Jack from
my next pick. I couldn't decide between Sean and Jack, but I do think Sean runs out my team.
That's what I thought
more,
you were gonna say.
Yeah.
Jack is just like, guys, like he made health insurance sexy. Like that to me is just like that's my man. Like I love that. I don't think he would like me back, but I would be like, if I knew him in real life, I'd be like it's so infatuated, it would be embarrassing. Like,
yeah.
I'm obsessed with him.
Oh my God. Like, he would be dating and in love with Elsie, and I'd be just like,
I'd be like in his office hours every single day. Like, Professor, can you help me? Yeah.
My final pick. Ooh. My final pick. Okay. I feel like, again, the best of the best. I have to go with the person who's the best in their field. And I'm going to go with Noah Slade.
Oh, wow.
That was to fuck me in the ass, but it's okay.
Whoa.
Because I love Noah Slade.
That was so funny.
You guys are always like, oh, Santi. And I'm always like, Noah.
You're going to go pick Noah? I'll give you that. You're the original Noah girl for me.
I mean, yeah. Yes, Kendra. Maybe it was a little bit to spite you, but also he is the best at what he does. So, like, why would I not pick
the best
at what he does? Like,
he's a good driver, a good father, a good husband, a good man. Like,
I think I've already lost this round, personally. So I'm just going to go with a selfish choice, which is Elliot Petropoulos from Love in Other Words for me.
Aww.
I love him so bad. Like, I love him so much. So yeah, I think since I've already taken a defeat in this round, I'm gonna go there.
He'd be like,
who knows,
where
maybe,
do I go?
Maybe I'll be shocked.
Yeah, he'd be like, where am I supposed to go?
Wait, can I change my answer?
No.
Do I go right or left when they hike the ball?
Okay, so I feel like I've gotten all of my, like, selfish picks that, like, were available to me. And so, really, like, I have good contenders left, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I am just, like, nervous. And I just feel like everyone I have left is, like, mean to you guys.
Well, it's,
you're the last pick.
You're the last pick. So just
that's so
I mean,
true.
I don't know why I'm telling you to do that, but yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Dr. River Pena from
that's a great pick.
Soulmate Equation. Yeah. I think I needed a good, like, I'm not a stepdad. I'm the dad that stepped up on my team. And, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When other players get hurt, they're always going to throw him in the game and he's going to save the day. And he's super smart. I almost went with Bo from Out on a Limb.
He was on my list. He was one of like my last
But it's
ones.
So it's so weird because like I don't like I think he would be a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like him more for win than I do like for myself, which is not a bad thing. It's just like,
yeah. He's one of my attainable pulls. I think I could pull Bo Duran.
Oh, yeah.
I think you could, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. That makes sense. That's a good pick. I like it.
All right. That's round two in the bag. So do we want to say our lineup again? Okay, I'll go.
Yes, you go first.
So my lineup is Daniel Grant, Ryan Shea,
such a good
Shep Balder, Cade Eaton, and Noah Slade. I feel like this.
Your team is decent. Hot.
That's a great lineup. Like I, yeah, that's a great lineup.
That's the super hole.
Is Daniel your quarterback?
Ooh, no. Daniel's a wide receiver. I feel like my quarterback has got to be Ryan Shea. I feel like Ryan Shea would be like a Jalen Hurts type of situation. You know what I mean?
Is it because he's black?
I'm gonna go Ryan. No, because he's hot and everybody thinks he's so respectful and nice and dependable and sweet. And so that's why I'm going with Ryan Shea.
Yeah, my lineup. I feel like I drafted so poorly, but I love my team. My team
soft boys.
Christian Hems, Charlie Lastra, Lauren Hale, Sean Bell, Elliot Petropoulos. Mm-hmm. Personally, that is my taste in a lineup, but
yeah,
we might not be winning many games. I'm okay with that. I feel like
your team is catching a lot of fouls, like, in flags.
Flags
like,
on the play.
Yeah, fouls and flags. Like, they're beating bitches up. Charlie's probably arguing with someone being a bitch. Like, not a bad way, but, like, you know.
Like, disrespectful.
Yeah.
Christian, he's, like, yelling somebody. At the refs.
Yeah, Christian brought a gun to the game. Like, to do that.
I do think I would still make my quarterback. As unreliable as he is, I do think Lauren Hale has to be my quarterback because I do think he's the heaviest hitter of these five.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Wow, even more so than Christian?
I think more people love Lauren Hale than people love Christian.
Okay. Yeah, from that.
Yeah. From a public opinion perspective. From me, oh my God, yes. If I'm just picking my favorite man, it's Christian.
Okay.
Yeah.
My book boyfriend's team is comprised of Julian Hates, Theo, whose last name I'm now forgetting. Oopsie.
Silva.
Theo Silva.
King.
Detective Danner from the Fallen Men series by John Darling, Jack from Love Theoretically, and Dr. River Pena from The Soulmate Equation. My quarterback definitely is Julian Hates.
That's it.
Pick. Yeah.
That is a good pick.
I feel like Julian is like Travis Kelce. Hear me out when I make this comparison.
Okay.
Because Travis was like a good player for so long, right? And I feel like that's Julian in like the first two books, like Magnolia and Daisy Hates One. You're like, he's solid, but you don't really know that much about him, right? Unless you probably like Kayla and like obsessed with like the whole team.
Okay.
But then.
Then he starts dating Magnolia Parks.
Yes. Yeah. And then, spoiler.
Knows his name. Oh, well.
I feel like,
whatever.
Yeah, it's not even a spoiler anymore.
I don't remember a year since that book came out.
And then, and then The Great Undoing comes out, and you're like, right. Oh, shit, there's so much more to this guy. And I just, that's my man.
I know.
All
right.
Okay. Next round. Mm-hmm. Book Girlfriends. I get first pick.
Yeah.
And I get second.
Kendra than me. Yeah.
Yes. Love that. Okay, I am going to take somebody that all of us love, and I'm purposely going to take them so that Kendra can't take them, and it's Indy Ivers.
You bitch! You know she was first on my fucking list.
I know she was. That's why I did it. I have to get, like, one good thing out of drafting first. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm just going to pick...
Good job,
I'm going to pick Daisy Hates.
Fuck!
Would you have picked her if Kendra didn't?
Yes.
She was never making it to me. Okay.
I was going to 100% pick her first.
That is like so funny to me that you like just like love Christian so much more than you love Daisy.
But like Daisy is my like second favorite character in the series. It's just like genuinely, you guys, there's nobody that touches Christian anywhere. Like that's like, it's so wild to me.
Daisy would eat people alive on the football field. And that's why I wanted her.
She's scrappy. She's like,
literally, that's what I'm saying. She would like scratch people's eyes out or something. Not so that that's allowed, but she would. Okay, you know who I feel like would be as equally as scrappy, not in the same maybe like physical way that Daisy would, but I think Willa Grant would be a good
I knew one of y'all were gonna pick her. She was on my list.
Yeah, she's on my list too. That's a good pick. I going to be picking Harley Rose.
That's a good one too.
That's fair.
A very similar reason of like, I need somebody like tough and scrappy who like doesn't take shit on my team.
I will be taking Rose Calloway. Rose and Daisy together. Oh,
yeah.
That's a dream team. Yeah.
Oh, God. Those are really good drafts, good Kendra. Pick. That was so good.
You know who I'm going to pick? I'm going to pick Jude from the Cruel Prince series.
A minor?
I think.
But you can't say that, and then you can't pick Lulu. Lulu better not be.
I was just saying that as a minor. Just because like everyone else we were talking about were like adults.
Nothing nefarious is happening here. Jeez.
No. I know. It's just funny.
Because she's super competitive, and I feel like she would want to kill everybody in the competition. And I mean that like literally, like she would actually want to kill.
I feel like for the women so far, we're like drafting for the Hunger Games. Like
I know.
we're just gonna kill people. But also like Indian HR, like I would. Let me talk to you. You guys know that.
Yeah.
I am going to be picking Nora Stevens for my next one. I love my scary book girlfriend.
You have all blondes so far, Brandy.
Oh my God. They're so hot too.
They are. You're so right. You have a good team so far. Oh my God.
I will be picking Iris from Terms and Conditions.
It's a great draft. That's a
good one. I'm going to pick Lennox.
Fuck.
And the Kingmaker.
That was literally my next. That's a great draft. I will be picking Sloan from Butcher and Blackbird.
And I knew that. I had that on my list as like a I need to, you know? I'm going to pick Ada from Brutal Prince.
That's a good one. I love her.
I don't know. What am I on? Number four? We on four? Yeah. This was around four? Okay. I'm going to pick Elena from Wrecked. I feel like she would be.
She's hot too.
On the football field. She's yeah. Really I'm going to pick Elena. She's
not afraid to get down in public either.
Sure.
I'm deciding between two. I do think I am going to go with Dalia Munoz.
That's a good one.
I just feel like she would not take shit, and she's hot, and I love her.
Yeah. You'll have very cute uniforms with her on your team.
Oh my God,
with
her, so true.
I will be picking Zinni from...
That was my other pick, I swear on my life. I was like, Dalia or Zinni. Oh my God, my boys team and your girl team are canoodling.
Okay, I'm going to pick... I don't know. This one may come as a surprise. I don't know. I'm going to pick Jenny from Play With Me.
Bro, I had her. I almost went with her. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She's so hot. And she's hot, too.
Yeah.
I will never get over that scene.
When she fucks herself in the dodo in front of him.
Yeah.
Becca Mac, let's just sit down.
Let's connect. Becca, call me.
A part of me still wants to read, what's the one?
Unravel Me.
Unravel Me. Because I really want to read the next one that she's coming out with.
Yeah. I think I probably will, like, once the audio, I don't know if the audiobook is out or not.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Alex Kidd, who does the series, but, like, I also think it'll be, like, a great thing to just, like, put on when I don't have anything.
I feel like her books are readable, so, like, even if I'm not, like, over the moon, excuse me, about it, I know I'll at least, like, be entertained, even if I'm, like, this is stupid.
Okay, let's all talk about our teams. My book girlfriend's team is made up of Indy Ivers, H.R. Garrow, Nora Stevens, Sloane Sutherland, and Dalia Munoz. I think for like the person who's like checking all the boxes of like public opinion as well as just like being like a great team member, I would have to pick Indy as my quarterback.
Yeah, it's a good one.
My team is composed of Daisy Hates, Rose Calloway, Iris Landry. My bad, Iris Kane. Ada. What's Ada's last name?
Gallo.
Ada Gallo and Zinni from Sinner. My quarterback, honestly, I think I'm going to go with Ada just because I feel like she'd be like, she would get me the most press. Like, she would have a really solid fan base, but also people that hate her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's, that would sell tickets. So,
yeah, fair. It's a good team. My team is Willa Grant, Jude. What's Jude's last name?
Duarte.
Yeah. Thank you. Duarte. Lennox from the Kingmaker series. Elena from Wrecked. And then Jenny from Play With Me. My QB. Ooh, this is hard. I feel like Elena would just be one of those really reliable people. And she, I mean, she would be, I think she would be scrappy too. Like, she's competitive and would want to win. And she wouldn't take any shit. So I think I'm going to go with Elena. It's my QB.
That's a good quarterback.
Yeah. That is a good QB. I feel like she'd like keep the team really focused and on.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And her like 30 for 30 on ESPN would go crazy.
Crazy. Yes. Oh my gosh. My parents were murdered in front of me. Like, oh yeah. My God. Can you imagine? That's hilarious. All right, guys, we have time to do a kind of rapid fire, just general bookish things. Like, if you're a book lover in the spaces that we are, these are things that you love. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be drafting them. So it can be anything related to being a bookish girly.
Okay. So are we going to do our randomizer to see who goes first?
Yep. Okay. All right. We're redoing the randomizer because we didn't know if we were going to have time for this one. So first draft pick goes to fuck yes.
Okay. Oh.
I get the first draft. And then let's find out who's going second.
It says Kayla twice.
It says Kayla twice.
Oh, shit. Hold on. This is. Okay, so I will be going first. Kayla will be going second. Love that.
And Kendra in last.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
I have to pick audiobooks for my first. For my first.
Okay. Question though, if you pick audiobooks, does that mean I can pick Libby?
Sure.
Okay, then I'm gonna pick Libby.
This is going to sound very, very, very specific, but it is a good feeling. Mine is reading a book first before anyone else and then being the person that can tell everyone else about the book and then everyone loving the book.
That's
a great feeling.
That's a good feeling.
I think mine will be posting a story on Instagram and then having all of your favorite mutuals like engaging with it. So like responding, starting conversations, talking about a specific thing on your Instagram story.
Mm. Yeah.
Can I pick hot girl audiobook walks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Take that. I think that's a different thing than just like audiobooks in general.
Okay.
Listen, this is going to sound like I'm bragging with mine, but it is a good feeling.
Oh, please. Okay.
Going to Target, picking up Terms and Conditions and Lovely Design and seeing your name in the back of the book. That's in every bookstore across the world.
America. Yeah, that's a good one. For my next one, I'm going to say in bed, covers pulled up to your fucking nose, Kindle an inch from your face. So Kindle in bed.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You know,
all the lights off.
Kayla doesn't believe in that. We really had a whole conversation about it.
Yeah.
You don't read your Kindle in bed?
No, I read my Kindle in my bed, but I don't have all my lights off. I have like my bedside lamp on. I don't like to be in the dark, like complete darkness with the screen.
So do you like also just like read like sitting up? Like, you don't like go on the side?
No, I'm on my side reading my Kindle. Okay. But like, I have my bedside lamp on. I don't like.
That's so interesting.
I just don't like complete darkness, because if I'm in complete darkness, I'm like wanting to fall asleep. So yeah.
You never used to like sneak read fanfics? Yeah, like on your phone, pitch black in the middle of the night.
I mean, I guess I did when I was like a kid or a teenager. But
like,
but
it just feels like the book is tucking me into bed when I do that. Like, I do fall asleep like while I'm reading, and then I'm like, oh, what a great way to end the day.
I know. I guess I feel the same way about that, because then I'm like, all right, then like once I'm done reading, I'll close my Kindle, turn off my bedside lamp, and go to sleep. So like, that's what I do. It's like my way of winding down, I guess. So
okay.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to pick like the feeling when it's release day for a very anticipated book. Like, I know when Just for the Summer comes out, I know. As soon as that bookstore opens, I'm going to Barnes & Noble and I'm going to get that Barnes & Noble special edition with the illustrated pieces in it. You know, like, that's so exciting.
I wish we were all together. That would be so much fun.
That's my...
The release day feeling.
Release day for, really... That's a good one. Like, a book that you love or is really anticipated, yeah.
I'm going to go with bookish crew necks.
That's such a good one. That is good for you. Oh my god. Great pick. I'm going to go for my fourth pick. I'm going to go with the ARC approval email.
That's a good one. I was going to do
getting
that
email
one.
From NetGalley or from like a PR company that's like, congratulations, thank you so much. Like, it'll hit your Kindle on this date. Oh my god.
I know.
Especially for books that you were like, oh, I'm not going to get that. I'm not going to get it.
My first Berkeley approval, Bride, I was like, fuck yeah.
I'm being selective when I say this because, like, not everything is this way because it seems like everything has a special edition now and not all of them, in my opinion, are great, but, like, genuinely beautiful special editions that you are able to get of your favorite books, like, actually good ones.
Yeah,
that's good. So that's what I'm going to pick.
Mine is my, fourth one is Finding Community by Being a Hater.
That is awesome.
So, like, literally, like, yeah, like, I, like, some of my favorite moments is when, like, we all agree that, like, something was ass and we're just like, this is why. Obviously, in a respectful way, like, I think we're all very good of, like, not bringing that online and, like, being, like, harmful and, like, harassing, but, like, in the group chats, that makes me, I feel like I'm setting our group chats up to be, like, fucking, like, just battlefields. And, like, that's not what it is.
No.
It's just,
we
like,
we can be, like, honest with each other in the way that we only are with
your
friends.
It's so much fun and so satisfying too when like you're like nervous because you're like, oh, I didn't like this as much as like other people like it, and then everyone else is like, no girl, I agree, and you're like, fuck yes.
My last pick is meeting bookish friends IRL. Just like genuinely sorry, I'm not gonna get super emotional right now, but like my favorite people in the world now. You know?
Before you said yours, Kendra, I had one that was more general, so, but I'm still going to take it. But mine was bookish group chats because, like, I have, I think we all are involved in so many group chats now with a bunch of different people with all different kinds of opinions that we all don't necessarily agree on. But it is super fun to have that community, and I love, like, I think we said it in our last episode or a couple episodes before, but yeah, our group chat is called Julian Hates Sister Wives and has been since The Great Undoing came out. I don't know if that will ever change. It will feel like
be weird.
It would be weird if it changed at this point, you know. But yeah, it's super fun, and I love our group chats.
Me too. And our fantasy football girls.
Yeah, fantasy football. Shout out to the fantasy football girls. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's like a good shout out for this episode since we're drafting.
Yeah,
literally.
My last one is gonna be like bookish, like playlist on Spotify, like playlist for books, music playlist for books. Because there's nothing that I love more is like finding a song and I'm like, oh my god, that's so and so and that's so and so. Like, I love doing that. So
remember when we did that after we finished the first Magnolia Parks?
We made like
we all have like playlists and we were like, ugh.
Yeah, wait, let's just like,
yeah,
merge them all together. Yep.
Yeah.
I love that. After you said that, I wish I had one more pick to pick Pinterest boards.
Oh, that would have been a really good one. Yeah.
Okay. Right. My list is just the general broad scope of audiobooks. Instagram story engagements with all your favorite bookish mutuals, reading your Kindle in bed, the ARC approval email feeling, and meeting your bookish friends in real life.
Aww. Cute.
Kayla, what was
this yours? This one's less about building a team and like just like cute,
just things we love. Yeah.
Celebration.
Yeah.
This is the All-Star game.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl.
Like football.
Yeah, Pro Bowl. There you go.
Okay, so mine is Libby, Hot Girl audiobook walks, release day feeling for like some of your fave authors or books. Special editions, like good ones, and then bookish group chats.
Love.
Mine is reading a book first and then getting to tell everyone about it and they also loving it. having your name in the acknowledgments of a book is humble a brag. Really great feeling. Humble brag. Bookish crewnecks. Being a hater and finding community and being a hater. And bookish musical playlists for the books that you... Music mm-hmm. playlist for the books that you love. Mm-hmm. When I went to Target when my parents were here, I was like, look. And my mom made me, like, pose.
Aw, that's so cute.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
You guys, this was so fun.
This was fun.
We absolutely will be doing this again. This was too much fun to not do again sometime.
Yeah, if you have any suggestions for categories, oh, my God, like, tropes would be a good one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That'd be so fun. We should do, like, an entire episode for tropes. Oh, my God, you guys. We're coming up with so many ideas right now.
Yes.
Love that. Okay, so we are going to have all of our choices, all of our picks, all of our drafts on our Instagram, which is at Bring Your Own Pod on Instagram. Please go over and tell us who won each category and if you think there's an overall winner. We would love to know.
Yes. We would love to know.
Because obviously we all think we're winners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called self-worth, babes. So yeah, head on over there. Let us know. Exactly. Give us a follow while you're there. And-